Hi, this is Stan Lee, bringing you Stan Lee's Kids Universe, Reggie the Veggie by Dale Metem. Meet Reginald Timothy J. Crocodile, a pleasant young chap with a very wide smile. But some time ago, that smile wasn't there. I'll tell you his tale, so pull up a chair. Let's journey back to his first day at school. Young Reggie in class. That lad was no fool. Every question put forth, every answer he knew. Things were going so well that the morning just flew. But then it all changed in the blink of an eye. The sound of the lunch bell met with much hue and cry. Swept along in the crowd went Reggie and class. The lunchroom was hit. Those kids entered en masse. Reggie got to the counter, his face all aglow. Oh, what delights hid beyond, he was eager to know. Excited and hungry, he waited in line. Whatever was served, it was sure to be fine. To the counter he stepped, and there he discovered the lunch lady looming, a large angry buzzard. "Could I please have some salad, dressing on the side?" said Reggie politely, his smile very wide. The lunch lady stared, unsure what to say. "We only have meat, so pass me your tray." "But what about sprouts?" asked Reggie, quite shocked. "Forget about those," the lunch lady mocked. "No mangoes or cucumbers? One sweet and one crunches. No fresh coleslaw? No ice fruity punches? Just think for a moment. Consider the taste. Tomatoes, let's say, you can turn into paste." But the lunch lady stared, now sure what to say. "We only have meat, and I don't have all day." And with no more fuss, just a scoop and a plop, a plateful of meat with some gristle on top, was handed to Reggie. Although he was vexed, and with a wave of her spoon she said, "Who is next?" So off shuffled Reggie, now feeling quite down, to a table he ambled, where he sat with a frown. He took up a fork, gave a prod and a poke. If they called this a meal, it was a terrible joke. Then a voice from behind that belonged to a cub said, "What's troubling you? Can I sit here, bub?" Our croc scooted down, making room for the lion, who sat down with a smile and said he was Brian. "This lunch is so tasty and juicy and raw," said Reggie's new friend, now licking his paw. "You can take all of mine," said Reggie, quite glum. "This meal isn't balanced. I will not succumb." The rest of the day passed without incident, but when Reggie got home, to his mother he went. "How was your day? Was it fun? Did you learn?" asked Ma Crocodile with a bit of concern. "It started all fine, but quickly turned sour, and things were quite bad when we reached the lunch hour. I asked for some veggies and possibly fruit, but the reaction I got was a long way from cute. The lunch lady scoffed, which I thought was rude, and acted as though veggies just weren't food. I'll admit meat is good, but need something beside. Perhaps mashed sweet potatoes or green beans on the side. I'm a lover of veggies. I think they're just great. And I want them as well, beside the meat on my plate." "I cannot go back there," said Reggie, quite blue. "I know I'm a carnivore, but I love veggies too. I like school in general. It's exciting and fun. But lunch is a horror. Oh, what's to be done?" His outburst was over. Young Reggie now flopped in a seat at the table. His complaining had stopped. His mama just smiled and slid him some food. "Green peppers and celery should lighten your mood." So as Reggie chopped down on a snack that was green, Mom pondered the problem of her son's school cuisine. "The answer's quite simple," said Mom, with a smile. "We can solve this dilemma, and we'll do it with style. Will you speak to the lunch lady? Please give it a shot," asked Reggie, now hopeful, 'cause he liked school a lot. "No need for that, son." His mom shook her head. "I'll pack you a lunch. You can eat that instead." The solution, so simple, and there all along, caused Reggie to sing the happiest song. "Oh, Mama, it's perfect," cried Reggie, delighted. He jumped up and down, quite clearly excited. The next day he was happy as he departed, no longer fearing when lunch would be started. As he entered the room, the lunch lady he skipped, made straight for his lunch bag, and in it he dipped. And oh, what a feast of delights he found there, for Ma Crocodile had packed with great care. Broccoli florets and a cool dipping sauce. But that was the start. There was salad to toss. Apples all sliced and oranges too. More veggies besides some chunks of tofu. A roast cob of corn, some carrots and greens, some pickles and relish, a pile of string beans. "I know what you're thinking. How much did he bring? Too much for one person. But here is the thing. Young Reggie brought extras to share far and wide, from that bear in the corner to the lion beside. And a curious thing, unexpected for sure, was that none could resist the veggie's allure. And that's how it happened for a young crocodile, a happy young fellow who once lost his smile. But his mom solved the problem in the very best way. Now Reggie is happy. What more can we say?"